This is the Don't Die box. It was sent to me because after exploring an abandoned nuclear weapons testing facility and driving on the most deadly road in America, my team and my wife all decided I needed to bring a Don't Die box with me on further explorations. I don't know what's inside, so I thought it might be fun to open on camera and find out together what's been thrust upon me as new travel gear.
Yes.
Inspector Lucy is also here to inspect anything that comes into the house. All right. Tissues. Not the most dramatic don't die item, but always helpful to have. Yak track shoe treads? Is it like chains for your shoes, I guess? Okay. Oh, I think we'll save this for later. Put that over here. All right, I've got a ton of 3M respirator masks. In modern days, respirator masks definitely don't go unwelcomed. Oh yeah, what is that? Just very curious. Yeah, what are all these things? What's going on? It's very exciting. It's very exciting, Inspector Lucy. Okay, back to business. Definitely, last time when I was out at the Tikoi test range, gloves were the thing that killed me. So many tumbleweed thorns, completely unnecessary. So, a good pair of gloves, fantastic. First aid kit. You should always have a first aid kit around, just in case. Hiking hat. It doesn't seem like a don't die item at first, but it's really don't die of skin cancer. All right, this one is don't die of hypothermia, which is surprisingly easy to do. Okay, and in the bottom of the box, we've got boots, big old hiking boots. Don't die from scorpions and other creepy crawlers. And we've got the socks to go along with the boots. The don't die box is actually two boxes. This is the big and light one. Oh, there's a significantly heavier one that comes with a companion package. So let's see what's in that. Yeah, good poppy. Oh, it's getting in your hair. I'm so sorry. There's so much in here. Oh my goodness. Okay, Staying Alive bandana. Two bandanas. Now I can choose if I'm being a bandito, if I want to go with dark or light mode. Hand warmers, more don't die of hypothermia if you don't need to devices. Yeah, what's that? Emergency burn gel. I guess I didn't really think about it, but yes, if you burn yourself and you're in the middle of nowhere, that's gonna be real bad. Ah, okay, all right, this is very important. Lucy, do you see this one? No, this one Inspector Lucy is not interested in, but I am very interested in an air quality detector. So this is something where I lucked out. I only learned about this after I was exploring confined spaces, but I really should have known about it beforehand. It is very easy for unbreathable gases to collect in confined spaces. You can pass out very quickly, and then you will asphyxiate to death. So if you have to be in an area where there's going to be a confined space and air that hasn't moved around, you have to bring with you an air quality detector. Otherwise, I would describe that kind of exploration as suicidally stupid, which I did by accident previously. Oh, all right, what's this? Oh, I've got a hammock. Okay, I've got to say, this one doesn't exactly strike me as don't die, as part of the don't die box. This is more like don't be uncomfortable, but still, I will take it. Here we go. You know what? The most important thing to have in a dangerous situation? Knowledge. That's what you need. Boom, boom. Two giant tomes of knowledge. Although I hope I can read very quickly for whatever the problem is. Radiation detector, something I definitely would have wanted to have on the nuclear test facility. And secondly, these are emergency beacons, which are a thing that I didn't even know existed. Basically, you can send out a one-time alarm to rescue services that says, this is your current location, I need help right now. So this is a like, press it, please help me, I'm in a dire situation, this is where I am, GPS emergency beacon. Great. Something in particular I hope I won't have to use? Venom extractor. But you know what? I'd rather have to use the venom extractor than have to, say, lose a leg or my life. Insect repellent, because we wish to repel them at every moment we can. Mace, because you know what the most dangerous animal out there is. Man. Oh, fantastic. A Leatherman, because you need a multi-tool. For sure. Nice. Even comes with this handy-dandy pouch. Cool. Flashlight and a headlamp. Ooh, it's so tiny. But boy, is it bright. Adorable. Little clip so you can just put it on your jeans. Ooh. Got it. Sorry, Lucy, I didn't mean to almost drop that on you. Batteries, 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 matches. Matches, I'll need the Boy Scout manual to tell me how to actually start a proper fire. And of course, because you don't want to be uncomfortable when you're stranded out in nature. And lastly, let's take a look. What was in these boxes? Yeah, what is it? So this is very sweet. Part of my team who put this together for me is from Alabama, so that's very nice. I think this is partly to exist at my parents' house where I currently am, which is to remind my parents who's helping keep me alive. And there's actually one thing that I haven't mentioned, which also came along with all of this, which is an instruction manual for everything. This is the CGP Grey Urbex Backpack Essentials. That little drawing is adorable. This is instructions on what everything in the box is exactly to be used for in case I can't figure it out myself. So I have a lot of reading to do. Okay, well, that is everything in the Don't Die box. Thank you for watching. Thank you to Inspector Lucy for helping out. Thanks to my mom for letting me record in her closet. And now I have to clean up the enormous mess that I have made, pack it all back into the box, put it in the car so that I always have it with me on future adventures. All right, I'm gonna do that now. Bye, everyone. What a good girl. What a good girl.